Sports Radio 560 WNSR.
Hello out there, we're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name.
The segment of the show brought to you by our good old hockey friends over there at Barry's Jewelry. Barry's Jewelry right now buying gold. They've been doing it forever. And let me tell you something. They're not asking you to mail it to them. They're not asking you to drop it in an envelope or come to some kiosk at the mall where you're going to get mauled on the price. Barry's Jewelry is going to give you a top buck because they know what they're doing. They've been doing it forever. Then what you do is you bring in some of that broken gold, that old gold, that gold that's not being used. You liquidate it. Get a great price. And then you go right to their beautiful displays. And you pick out a great Valentine's gift for that special woman in your life. You do it over there. Guys, we're buyers. We're not shoppers. All right? So you walk into Barry's, check out all their beautiful stuff. And then you might want to go over and check out the pre-owned Rolex selection for yourself as well. You know, just for the heck of it. Herb Barry and his wife, both UT grads. Kids went to UT. Great guy. Great family. Go on over there and check it out. Barry's Jewelry, 404 South Gallatin Road in Madison. We'll get back to your phone calls as soon as we can. But right now, if you're hearing Tom Connor and Stomping Tom Connor in a hockey song, then that means it's time to talk a little bit of pucks. And we're going to do it every Wednesday night for a couple of minutes with our good friend Paul McKenna, Hockey Buzz Radio. Tonight, no Hockey Buzz Radio because everybody who loves the Predators is getting ready to watch the Predators get a win at Madison Square Garden. As long as the game, you know, doesn't end 59 minutes and 49 seconds in, they're going to do that. That's what they would have done last night. So tonight they're going to finish that deal off and get the full 2 points. Paul, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing great, Tom. And you know what? I'm going to start off because after watching that game last night, I'm going to start off and I'm going to use the F word. Finish!
Finish.
I mean, how many open nets can you miss? How many? I mean, you've got your skate on their, you know, on their neck. You just got to step down.
Mm-hmm.
That was such an incredibly frustrating game last night.
It was very frustrating because it should have been a blowout, and they don't blow anybody out, and that's been kind of been the problem. I think that the number is that I read it was something like the maybe the 20th straight. Two goals or less game. I mean, you know, it's just that. And if there was an opportunity, yeah, it's 20 consecutive game decided by two goals or less. If there was an opportunity to blow somebody out of the building, out of their building, you had the crowd out of it. Everything was done. I mean, the crowd that was there was out of it. I mean, you want to talk about jerking a team? You know, why don't they pull that team out of New York? You know, they never talk about that. They always talk about whether or not the Predators can sell a game out. Some of those teams on the seaboard, you know, they got no fans, and the ones that are there are quiet like church mice. But
I saw a lot of people dressed up as empty seats last night and at the island at the Veterans Coliseum. But you know what? The reality is this: the New York Islanders are not a bad hockey team. They have been a terrible hockey team over the last seven or eight games, and they didn't really impress me last night. Marty Biron had a very, very good game, and he kept them close. So I'll give him full marks on that one. But that is definitely one that you look at the schedule and say, there's 2 points. And, you know, the amazing thing about that is this team loses in the shootout and moves up a spot in the standings.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, well, it's because you get the point. And the thing is, too, they got a little bit of room here. Now, tonight is a big night because, you know, this is where they close the gap a little bit in the games played category. You know, the old games in hand thing that, you know, some of our fans understand. You got Calgary. They got two games in hand in Calgary, who is tied with them for the final playoff spot at 7-8. Detroit, they got a game in hand there. They got a game in hand on Los Angeles, a couple of games in hand on Phoenix, who are in the four hole. So this is a big night because they're going to pick up. They're going to get a game. They got to get those 2 points here tonight. And no Marian Gaborik, really, who is the only horse, if you want to look at it that way, for the Rangers. So, again, this is a great opportunity.
Well, you look at this New York Rangers team, and there is, you know, all kinds of wannabes and never-wases and overpaid never-wases at that. I mean, they've got a good coach in John Tortorella, but I think his act is already worn thin on Broadway. I don't know if the room is listening to him. He's a very good coach, but, you know, that's one of those coaches that they start tuning out, and there may be another Columbus situation building in the New York Ranger locker room right now. You know, Ken Hitchcock's a great coach, but that team stopped listening to him last year after the playoffs. You got the same thing happening in New York right now, and I don't know how much of a leash John Tortorella is going to have. So this is a big game for both teams. I mean, New York's in the thick of the playoffs, playoff race with a 500 record. That Eastern Conference is so tight, it isn't even funny. Snowstorm coming. We'll see how many show up at MSG tonight.
59 points for the Rangers, but that's only 2 points out of the final playoff spot there, and really only about 4 points out of the six hole there. Speaking of that, a lot of people have said, Moy, it's really important for the Predators to get to the six hole to avoid San Jose or Chicago in the first round and so on to try and get to that point. I got to be honest with you. For how they've played both those teams this year, I'm not really overly intimidated by playing Chicago or San Jose in the first round. I would take their chances to pull one of those little, you know, 8-v-1 or 7-v-2 upsets over either of those teams. They've played those guys straight up really this year.
You know, get to the playoffs. Yeah. Don't worry about who you're playing right now. Just get to the playoffs. But I happen to agree with you. I think they have played San Jose tough. I mean, you look at last Saturday night, really good game. I mean, the hockey gods just flat out did not smile on this team. And in some respects, I think the hockey gods have forgotten where this team is right now. They can't seem to buy a break, which is part of the issue. This is not really a team that is not working hard, that is not skating, that is not trying. And I think that's probably the most frustrating part of this, because normally effort gets rewarded with this team. But I also look at this team as not exactly playing a loose brand of hockey right now. They're not out there having fun. I think they are squeezing the stick just a little bit too tight. And with a team like Nashville, they got to get out there, have a little fun, let the game flow to them, and that's not happening right now, and that's something I think that needs to happen in order for this team to be successful.
Yeah, and I agree with you in terms of the work. However, I will say this. You know, Marty Erat's got to be smarter than that with 40 seconds to go in a game. I mean, you don't give up and put yourself in a 6-on-4 situation when clearly you can read the guy's name. He's against the boards. The puck's nowhere near it. You know that. It's cleared the area. You don't check a guy into the boards and then look around like, what, me? I mean, come on. That is a clear boarding call, and you've got to be better than that.
Well, he certainly broke stupid on that one. There's no question about that. And, I mean, you know, Martin Erat is normally a pretty smart player, but that was a definite brain cramp of the highest order, you know, when you're in the last minute of play, for heaven's sakes, and you've got a one-goal lead. There's not really a buzz going, but that gave them that just extra shot of energy, and that's just the kind of thing you can't do. That's why that F-word becomes very, very important. They have to finish, and they did not do that last night, and they have not been doing it really throughout this little swoon that they've been on over the last, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks, that they really haven't developed that killer instinct to get in there and just get it done. And that's something they're going to need to have, not only in these next three games, they have to have it for that final kick in March. Because if they don't dare, they're going to get left in the dust.
Paul McCann, Hockey Buzz Radio. Well, no Hockey Buzz Radio tonight. Normally he'll join us here right in studio beforehand, and we'll talk a bunch of Olympic hockey with him as well. It's going to be a great Olympic tournament coming up. Paul, before I let you go, was that a five-game test there for Pekka Rinne to see if he could beat a guy? I know tonight they'll go with Ellie, and that's what you would do on a back-to-backer. But was that what that was, and did he do it enough to say, okay, coming out of the break, you're our guy. We're going to ride you probably 4 out of 6.
I think that was the attempt, but just the fact that you're asking that question.
He didn't slam the door. He didn't say, okay, this is my gig. But, I mean, you know, I'm asking you, do you think he did enough?
Honestly, it's going to depend on how Ellis responds tonight.
Yeah.
Ellis comes in, throws a shutout tonight. Ellis comes in and really, really steals one for the Preds, because last night is the kind of a game that Pekka Rinne would probably need to steal. And he didn't do it. He did not come up with the big saves where necessary. And that's the one thing that hasn't happened from either one of these goaltenders this year so far. And I think that's the thing that has to happen in order for this team they cannot survive mediocre goaltending. And when they get good goaltending, this is a very, very good hockey team. But it does start at the net, and so far, it's just been good. It hasn't been great. That's not going to do it.
Yeah, and what makes compounding and why this game is so key, too, because all you got next is the New Jersey Devils, who are right there, maybe behind Washington as the top team in the East, and then you can go play the Penguins, who are the defending Cup champions, who are sick as well. So you better get these two, because if you can get a point or two out of those last two, you're doing great.
Yeah, that's what made last night such
a
hookup.
Yeah, you needed four in the front end, and then you could play to try and grab another one. Then you get five out of the four games, and that would have been good. All right, Paul, we love you as always. Look forward to having you in studio talking some pucks. I know if it was up to you, it wouldn't be called The Blitz or The Ticket or The Score or The Team. If we named this station, it would be called Sports Radio 560, The Puck.
The Odd Man Rush.
That's what we are. Believe me, the Odd Man Rush over here.
Believe me.
All right, brother.
Hey,
appreciate it.
There, that's what we're doing.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Have a good one, buddy.
Thanks.